Hi folks, Keith here with a TV episode of Movies and a Meal, and today I'm taking a look at the new Netflix series, Three Body Problem. Going into Three Body Problem, I knew only a couple things, that it was from Game of Thrones, co-creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, along with Alexander Wu, and it was sci-fi related. I'll have one more thing to tell you, but of course, not before a spoiler warning. And a quick word first that, for some at least, might sully my opinion here. Game of Thrones was just never my jam. I almost always prefer sci-fi to fantasy, and I just really couldn't get into that HBO mega hit. That said, you certainly don't have to be a GOT fan to enjoy Three Body Problem. And what is the new Netflix show all about? Well, that requires a spoiler alert to go on, so just know that 3 out of 8 episodes into the season 1 of a show I fully expect to have at least 5, I'm thoroughly hooked and loving it. Okay, with spoilers on, when Three Body Problem opens, we have pretty much 2 parallel and equally great storylines going on here. In one storyline, we meet Ye Wenji, a Chinese scientist recruited for a top-secret army project after having to watch her father be executed during the Cultural Revolution. Xin Sang is tremendous as she takes us on that emotional journey, as we soon find out her army project is trying to contact alien life forms. In our parallel storyline that meshes with that one in multiple and intriguing ways, we meet a group of young scientists and professionals in London who are experiencing odd phenomena all around. Beyond that, I can only tell you that this also involves an incredible video game developed with alien technology that plays out level by level perfectly as the episodes progress. Along with these dual storylines that deliver first-rate sci-fi, what really makes this work is the great writing throughout that makes you really care about the characters we meet here, all expertly fleshed out. Among the young professionals, Eliza Gonzalez as Augie and Jess Hong as Jin really stand out, but the entire young cast is exceptional. Throw in Benedict Wong as the mysterious inspector looking into all of this, and you have the makings of a truly fun show all around. I hope I've sold you on it by now, but if not, a comparison to one recent show is in order, because this is the first one since A Murder at the End of the World that I've fallen in love with so quickly and so deeply. So, to sum it up, if you're craving first-rate sci-fi for adults with great writing and performances all around, you really can't beat Three Body Problem, which is so good it would be more at home on Max than Netflix. And so that's it for this week. As always, you can reach us at moviesandameal.og@gmail.com, moviesandameal on X/Twitter, and do give us a listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening.